And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio. This Friday night at 7:30 p.m. for one night only at the Carpolis Manuscript Museum, the River City Repertory Theater will present a staged reading of Eight, a new documentary play by Academy Award winner Dustin Lance Black. This is a project to present the play in a series of readings across the nation, and our own River City Repertory Theater is the only theater here in Louisiana that have the privilege to present this reading. Here with me this morning is Patrick McWilliams from the River City Repertory Theater to talk about this play, its importance, and what you can expect if you come out and attend. And thanks for joining me this morning, Patrick.
Thank you.
So let's first talk about what Eight is. What's it all about?
It is a play that was drawn from the actual transcripts of the trial of Proposition 8, which was done in California, which is the marriage equality situation. And the defense very cleverly kept media and any sort of transcripts getting out of the first trial. That was part of their ploy in having certain witnesses, etc. Well, Dustin Lance Black, who won the Academy Award for Milk, was able to get the transcripts, and he is now basically formed a play on the actual transcripts of the trial so that you see all of the machinations that go on. Some are ridiculous. Some are stunning when they come out. And something that I like very much about the play is that it doesn't come down on one side or the other. It's not some sort of preachy polemic from one viewpoint. It is a very balanced account, but its interest and its focus is to show you how it was all working.
And the source material from this, there was actual video of the trial that was taken, but it's never been released. So what he did, as I understand it, is he got a hold of the journalists that were there, and then he actually got a hold of the trial transcripts.
Correct.
And he interviewed both people from the plaintiff's side and the defendant's side, mm-hmm. as well as many of the witnesses that were involved in this trial, to draw together what he wants to present as a documentation of what went on.
Right. A while back, Moses Kaufman sort of invented this form of theater called journalistic theater, where he took transcripts, etc. One of the famous ones is the Laramie Project. And then he's continued on and done a number of projects, and this falls into that kind of format, where it takes the transcripts, it sort of reenacts the cross-examinations and that. It's very exciting. It's funny. You sort of see the ridiculousness of certain viewpoints. And then, of course, it has some very serious points to make.
Right. And who is going to be involved locally in this? Who are the actors?
It goes on and on. I won't bore you with everyone because there's like a cast of 23 people. But Liz Swain, Downtown Development Authority head. Ed Walsh, who is the anchor of at Channel 3. And then there are local actors like Logan Sledge and Richard Fulmer, Susan Curtin, Janin Pugh, on and on. So it's a kind of a mix of local names, mm-hmm. Luminaries, if you were, and then actors all sort of tossed together to pull the piece off.
And this becomes even more relevant now because this case is set to move to the Supreme Court before the end of the year, as I understand it.
Yes.
They should be hearing this case soon.
Yeah.
So that, of course, heightens the tension about what is going on with this play.
It is. And I keep daily getting revision pages from the author saying page 53, delete it, use this. And what they're doing is updating it so that it's taking in all of the minute by minute development of the situation. So it's kind of fun because it's like a play in progress that we're getting to work on.
Patrick, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
That's a staged reading of Eight by the River City Repertory Theater. It's one night only, this Friday night at 7:30 at the Carpless Manuscript Museum. For information about this, you can go to rivercityrep.org or you can call 868-5888. That's 868-5888. This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.